But right now, almost. You're a musician in addition to a filmmaker.
Yes.
We heard your beautiful rap song earlier.
Yes.
Will you play us a live song?
I will, but it's going to change the tone dramatically.
It's
a bit of a sad song.
I like that.
It's about somebody who passed away.
Okay. We're all going to do that eventually.
Okay, and I apologize if my morning voice doesn't make it all the way through every note, but we'll get there.
I think it's going to be great. Okay, so he's setting up with his guitar and the...
We should do it like a sporting event. He's moving the microphone now.
Now right into the guitar.
And,
so this
is called the song. He's talking. For Amy.
Do you want us to hold the mic closer to your mouth?
Mr. Mixer Man, can you hear?
He's good.
How's that sound? Boy, it's hard to remember those chords.
It's early. It's early for a musician, right?
Too much lately, yeah. But
that's beautiful song.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to share it.
That's beautiful.
It's my new favorite one.
I love it.
You cycle through songs that you get sick of them or whatever.
Oh, that's just a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Really,
it was for I can't say a dear friend, but someone I've known for a long time, whose husband I knew better, but we were all at college together, and she struggled from MS, like severe, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And the end result was that she decided to sort of take care of herself by not eating. And so the origins of this song were in this space. And believe me, I mean, obviously I can't feel any small percentage of the pain that the people around her were feeling. But from my distance, it was such a shocking and visceral thing to think about, that here I am going about my daily business. She's in her house starving herself and going towards the end.
She was committing suicide by starving because she was in so much pain.
Committing suicide sounds so negative. I mean,
maybe I should not have learned that term.
You know, it was her actions.
She was giving herself permission
way
to
out.
Go.
Yes, and witnessing it from afar, with I didn't really witness it, but just sort of, you know, following posts and limited communication with her husband and stuff, was able to, you know, I think there was a huge blessing in her being able to have complete control in that sense, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful tribute to her.
Well, and weirdly enough, so I wrote it and it sat around, and like there was going to be maybe a movie made about her, and I submitted it to the filmmaker. I'm not sure where the process is on that. And I decided I wanted to share it publicly eventually, and I got this great group of musicians together and singers, and like the week that we were rehearsing to play it, and then by the end of that week, during that week, my grandmother passed away. And so I was so grateful to have something to say goodbye to her with,
you know,
publicly.
Yeah.
And kind of to the heavens,
yeah.
Even though I don't believe in heaven, but
yeah.
To sort of put it out there.
I think it's just great. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
That's
for
a song I'm going to be glad to have stuck in my head.
Good. Well, you should hear it with harmonies and with a dobro. I mean, I have a demo of it with me in this.
When you say that instrument name, it makes me say, do you even dobro? Finish with the big end. This is the Jesus Show. Meet friends.